A growing trend of growing your own. Welcome and hello everyone for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
I think the future for these crops is really strong because we're seeing, with increasing food costs, with increasing concerns on food safety, there's a trend towards local production. And of course, a person that grows their own knows what the history of that crop is.
Dr. Dave Lockwood speaking recently during the University of Tennessee's Fruits of the Backyard Field Day held at the Middle Tennessee Research and Education Center. Dr. Lockwood says while raising your own fruit crop sounds easy, there's more to it.
Depending on the crop, you've got several years invested growing the plant before you get your first crop. That's one of the challenges in fruit production. Depending on whether it's blueberry or apple or grape, you may have 3-4 years or more before you actually get a return on your investment. And during that non-return period, you've got critical programs that need to be addressed: the pruning, the training, fertilization, certain levels of pest control.
So there's a lot of time involved in putting out a new fruit crop, and the weather is always a challenge. But Dr. Lockwood says even first-time growers can find success.
There are some crops that are much easier to grow, and their chances of success are a lot higher than with some of the other crops. And so it's kind of one of those you got to learn to walk before you can run and find out. Success on growing blueberries maybe will generate the enthusiasm to try something a little bit more difficult, like bunch grapes or some of the stone fruits or something like that.
Dr. Lockwood says in both rural and urban areas, the interest in growing your own food is definitely on the increase, and your local UT Extension office has all kinds of helpful information for growing your own fruit crops. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.